self-sacrifice. We should try to purify our souls by reading the Quran every day.
I'm trying to strengthen my iman by reading the Quran and praying to Allah. The devils are chained and the angels are here. And the blessed man says,
نصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمن بالخير. الحمد لله رب العالمين. With the blessing of Allah سبحانه وتعالى and His mercy, we are all together here. Alhamdulillah. And a very, very warm welcome to you to our another exciting session of Ramadan Kids. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace, His mercy, and His blessings be upon you. So let me hear the reply from all of you. MashaAllah. Excellent. So now, this week, I was trying to see how settled we are. How much do we feel in peace right now? How much are we paying attention? And a question to ask myself and all of us is, why am I here, right? And what am I going to do? Am I ready to make the most of my time today, right? Inshallah. So let's say labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are here just and just for your sake, and we would like to take help from you to help us make the most of our time in Salah, right? So go ahead, you can mark your labbaik. If there's anything exciting on your mind you want to talk about, or you want to show me your beautiful notebooks, your beautiful preparation, Alhamdulillah, we are meeting together in the blessed month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us make the most of this time. So we give mom and dad some extra special hugs in these days for all that they do for us, right? Alhamdulillah. So if you want, you can raise your hand. We can even talk. We can even ask you how things are. So for me, I think the cameras are not showing right now. Let's see if I am able to see it. 1 second. Okay, yes, now I see you. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. All right, so how many of us are feeling healthy and happy and excited? Eunice, a big wave to you also, MashaAllah. And Sana, Fatma, how are you doing? Abdurrahman is happy. Okay, who has their notebooks with them? Who likes to color? Who likes to write things in there? Right? Alhamdulillah. Very nice. MashaAllah. And if you gave mom and dad a big hug today, go ahead and type one. That tells me, yes, I love my mom and dad. And I'm so thankful for all that they do for us. So I give them a big hug. MashaAllah. Is there anybody in this class who does not like to give hug? Then they can type two. The social distancing friends. So, yeah, alhamdulillah. All of us love hugs, right? So it's like when we take care of each other, we feel very special and nice, right? So is there anybody who wants to say anything? You want to share anything, right? We can... Have we been marching? Okay, that looks so beautiful. Zainab, what is that? Do you want to tell about it? Go ahead, Zainab. Can you talk about it? What are you showing? Zainab? What is written over there?
Pillars of Islam.
MashaAllah. You want to tell me one pillar of Islam? Do you know any one pillar? Salah, mashallah, excellent. And I hope you're all praying together in our families. Mashallah, Zanera, good job. Alhamdulillah for giving a hug to the parents, and they definitely deserve all the best there. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all tremendously for all that you do. And we all say together, La ilaha illallah. Muslims say it loudly. La ilaha illallah. Muslims say it proudly. Let me hear you guys sing it. One, two, three, your turn.
La ilaha illallah.
And I hope when you're playing, you're taking a swing. Anybody was able to play in last 24 hours? You were able to step outside and play a little bit. You can write, you can tell us, you can talk also. What do you like to play, right? So go ahead, Hiba, what do you like to play?
I love to play with my brother, and I really love to play with my Lego.
MashaAllah.
Because I have a Lego box in my house. I can build anything with it, even elephant.
Wow, what is the last thing that you built?
Actually, just the elephant.
It's just an elephant? Okay.
But actually, last time we built a craft, which was a castle.
Wow, that's so beautiful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a huge castle in Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. And yes, you were saying something more, Hiba?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I fasted the first Ramadan. And and actually,
I just fasted.
MashaAllah, that's amazing. How many of you can show me your strong muscles? Yes, alhamdulillah. We can try, we can practice. Maybe we can start from 1 hour, then we can increase it to 2 hours. Yes, that's like really strong muscles, MashaAllah. All right, so we can try, we can say, Mom, I'm going to eat something, then I'm going to take some break. I'm going to feel for those people who don't have food. And then if you are able to, you can take it all the way. Yes, Hiba, I can see your muscles, right? Alhamdulillah, you're very strong, mashallah, strong believers. All right, Yusuf, what do you like to play?
I like to play on the trampoline and on the swing.
That is so cool, right? It keeps us moving and keeps us healthy. So if you are able to, then you can play like something physical. You can, so that you can move, you can get your energies out, right? And Aisha, what do you like to play? Yes, Aisha? Okay, I think the voice is not coming from your side. Yes, can you talk?
I love playing with my brother.
MashaAllah, that is so beautiful. When you do things together, that makes it even more fun, right? When you're doing it together and you're playing with your brother and sister, then that is so much fun, right? Alhamdulillah. So inshallah, we will move to our Quran time and let's see how many of us remember which surah we were doing. Who wants to tell me which surah we were doing this week? Let's see. And once it's Quran time, we make sure our cameras are off so that we don't get distracted. We can focus on the words, inshallah. And your notebooks are there and you can write very nicely. MashaAllah. Good job, Danielle, that you wake up for Sahur. And you can help everybody at the Sahur time because time is short for mom and dad to keep their fast. So you can get the plate. You can get the glass of water for them, right? You can offer them some dates. And alhamdulillah, you can do that. Zainab, that was you were doing last time, right? So let's see this week which one are we doing. Okay, let's see those who have their hands raised up. Okay, Aisha wrote it, mashallah, very good job. We were doing Suratun Nasr. So inshallah, let's pay attention. We are going to focus and every one letter that you are going to recite is going to be 10 good deeds or more, right? So who would like to become super rich today? Go ahead and type 1 if you want to get super rich and you want to grab as many good deeds as possible. Then when we recite, you can recite along. And then when it's your turn, you recite again. And every one single letter will be 10 good deeds or more. Right? And alhamdulillah, we are in the blessed month of Ramadan, so everything, the blessings increased, alhamdulillah. So we go to Surah An-Nasr and we start with by saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You can say them both together. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, good job. Now friends, we are not going to type anything more. You're going to pay full attention now to the lesson. We got our defense shield on by saying, I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed shaitan. And we asked Allah for his blessings by saying Bismillah, right? So now we are going to do the ayahs, inshallah, and you are going to pay attention to the meanings here, okay? Ibrahim, do you have any comment or are you good? Ibrahim? Yes, Ibrahim, you raised your hand?
Yes.
Say it again.
I learned Surah An-Nasr. I learned Surah An-Nasr.
MashaAllah, so proud of you. Excellent. So friends, at this time, we are not raising hands. I'm going to ask you towards the end, okay? But at this time, we are all fully focused. Let's say, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim one more time. And let's begin. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. Your turn. Okay. Looks like some people did not have good breakfast or lunch or dinner. I'm not sure what time zone is. Are you in? But let's see, you know, your voices can be much better than my voice because you're a lot of you together. So one more time, let's try with full focus, okay? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ
وَالْفَتْحِ.
Excellent. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. ما شاء الله. Mashallah, very good. So when you see the help of Allah come and victory comes, and you see people are entering in the religion of Allah in big groups, you see a lot of people coming to Islam, right? I hope you, many of you have seen that. At that time, we remember, at the time of the last Hajj of Rasulullah, this surah was coming, and it was about when lots and lots of people are coming to Islam. Then what do we have to do is the last and final words. Let's say this together. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Your turn.
فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا.
MashaAllah. So beautiful. I love the way, mashallah, you are trying. You are making it very nice. Okay, I have a question for you. How many of you sometimes try that you try to record yourself in mama's phone or baba's phone, and then you try to listen to your recitation, right? So you can type one. If yes, you will try and you will record yourself, and then inshallah try to say the whole surah by yourself, right? And then you can even say it to mama, you can say it to baba, you can say it to brother or sister, and you can even recite it together. But this time when you recite, you know the meaning, right? So fasabbih, so celebrate with the praise of your Lord and ask forgiveness. Innahu kana tawwaba, surely he is forgiving. So we learned a lot of lessons from this surah last time we were together, and it basically tells us, it reminds us that how should be our attitude when we are able to do something very nicely. Do we say, option number one, oh wow, that was a piece of cake, I can do it, it was so easy for me, right? I fasted, I had no problem, I can do it, I'm so cool. That's option number one. And option number two is, I say, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped me to learn and helped me to do this, and I was able to do this with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, give yourself a big pat on the back. I love that most of you picked up the option number two, right? So, but the bad guy does not want you to pick option two. He wants you to think, oh, you are so cool, right? You can celebrate yourself. You can clap for your own self, right? So, but Shaitan is going to tell you. And what are you going to say? You're going to say, Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Anything and everything that we have is a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the victory comes, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And we have to keep remembering that we have to keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Sometimes we may not realize, but some mistakes might happen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive us, right? And we should keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now is the time you can raise your hands, you can open your mic also, and you can talk about how when you win, something happens. Like, for example, a friend was saying she makes the Lego. Let's say you were making that building, you were making that thing, and it turned out so good. Now, what do you do after that, right? What should be our attitude? So go ahead, Shayan.
Shaitan say do bad things, but we should not listen to him. We saw today a prophet stories. We saw also the Shaitan, and Shaitan make up normal bad people.
That's true. And subhanAllah, can we see Shaitan? Can you tell me that? What do you think?
No, only in TV we can see him.
Okay, but that is something like people just make so to kind of remind about the bad guy, right? But, you know, we will not be able to see him. And he will come to us. Do you think he's going to come to us in a very scary face, or on, what do you think? most of you, go ahead and type your option number one. He's going to come to us in a very horrible, scary space. That's option one. And option two is that he is going to come as a very sweet looking, nice looking person. So what do you think is the light option? Let's see. What do you think? Some people think it's going to come in a very scary way. It's just like they make it in the cartoons, right? But you know what? In actually, he's going to come as your well-wisher. He's going to say, oh, you work hard. You deserve it. It's okay. You should praise yourself, right? So, but he's going to look very sweet. He's going to sound very sweet. But we remember, we don't get tricked by him. So, Jazakallah khair, Shayan, for sharing that. And Aisha? What do you learn from Surah An-Nasr? Say it again.
Shaitan is a really bad person.
He's bad. But now let's focus on Surah An-Nasr, right? When we say إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ, when the victory comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you see lots and lots of people entering into the deen. فَسَبِّحْ, then glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi al-azim, and he used to say those words. So what should me and you be doing, right? Subhana, and then wastawfir, we need to say a lot of astaghfar. So what should we do in our life, inshallah? Let's see if what other friends are telling us. Amina?
When I win, I say Alhamdulillah, Allah do it for me.
MashaAllah, that is so beautiful. And Aisha, the another Aisha we have here, MashaAllah. Aisha?
Jordan. Tell her.
We say Alhamdulillah.
We say Alhamdulillah, right? So we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yusuf?
I learned about you got tricked.
So what should we do?
We should say
if I get tricked and I do something bad, can I say sorry?
Yes.
Yes, right? Can we say it? So let's say if sometimes we feel weak and we do get tricked, and then we can go to Allah and we can say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are really, really, really sorry, right? Just like if sometimes, you know, you did something bad to somebody in the house, you can talk to them and you can let them know that I am sorry that this happened. Okay, Zuray?
I learned that victory always comes from Allah.
That is so incredible. He is the one who gives us, right? It's not because of me. It's not because of you. It's not because of, you know, the effort that you do. Maybe sometimes, you know, how many of you feel? Go ahead and type one. If sometimes you feel that, you know, you worked so hard, but you tried and you tried and you tried and nothing worked out, right? Sometimes it happens to all of us, right? So anything happens with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you just didn't do that much and it just happened. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will was there. So Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is his blessing we always need. And this is such a beautiful lesson that you took away, that victory comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to take last two friends and then we will recite one more time this surah, so that once you stand up in salah, you stand up in the prayer and you recite this surah, you can visualize the Kaaba and so many Muslims standing at that time. Remember the Prophet ﷺ, when he was calling people to Allah, people were not listening. There were idols all around Kaaba and some people wanted to hurt him so much that they wanted to take away his life, and he had to leave the Kaaba and he had to go to Medina. And then now he comes back, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the victory possible. Now there were thousands and thousands of Muslims all around. And at that time, the Muslims could have been very proud. They could have been like, oh, wow, you remember what bad you used to do to us? Now we are going to harm you. Now look at us. Now we are so cool. But no, what did they do? They did subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. They glorified Allah, they praised Allah, and they asked forgiveness from Allah. And a very good way of asking forgiveness of Allah is to forgive people. Okay? If you want to be forgiven, then you just forgive the people. So next time brother or sister or anybody does something to do, option number one, I'm going to be rude to that person too. I'm going to hit back too. I'm going to not share my toys too. Or option number two is that I forgive. And I, if somebody was bad, I will still be good. I will be more good. And I will be more good. And I will forgive and forgive and forgive. Right? So what do you think, Zikra? Do you agree?
Yeah.
Yes, so we should all try, and we can all try to be as good as possible. Rahma?
I was going to say if you are doing something very bad, you could say a'udhu.
Very good. MashaAllah. That is so beautiful. Somebody is doing something bad, then you know that, you know, he is getting tricked. So you say a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. So let's recite this one more time and collect a lot of treasures. Type one if you are ready to collect treasures by reciting and saying a'udhu billah. And we will just recite and you recite at your own side, okay? So you just repeat it at your own end. And just now that you have typed, I am just going to stop, and you can turn your videos off so you can just focus on every word. And maybe afterwards you can even try to write it in Arabic also. Okay. And see how nicely can you trace it. Okay. So all cameras off, all ears, listening ears on, all smart readers are ready to recite, inshallah. Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So inshallah, we will collect some treasures for us now, and we will see what reminders we have for us for Ramadan. And if you are ready to collect, and if you are ready that yes, I am going to recite this surah very nicely inshallah, and I will make the most of my time in Ramadan also, then type one, and let's get ready for our Ramadan reminders inshallah. Okay, so over to sister Fatima. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajeem. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, little ones. How is everyone? Enjoying good, mashallah. I hope so. You tried fasting and reading Quran also, mashallah. You are learning in the Quran session, so focused, mashallah, giving the answers, participating. Barakumullahu feekum. So inshallah, today again, we are having another session about the Ramadan reminder. Last time, remember, we have done the Ramadan, it's the month of fasting. We have learned about the rules, how to do the fasting. And we also learned how much reward we can get. So inshallah, today, we are going to learn something more about good deeds. You know what? When Ramadan comes, the Jannah is on sale. See? When we get something on sale, we buy it very quickly. In the market, we see the sign of sale. We quickly go over there and get lots and lots of things. And in the month of Ramadan, the Jannah ticket is on sale. And you know who are the good buyers? Those who do lots and lots of good deeds. You do fasting, Abu Bakr? MashaAllah. Very well done. So inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you immensely. So let's see, how can we get this ticket to Jannah? When Ramadan started, before it starting, the Jannah is decorated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorated the Jannah before Ramadan, so that when Ramadan comes, because it's a month of mercy, it's a month of lots and lots of blessings, the Jannah is all ready and set up. When Ramadan comes, the door of the Jannah are open and the door of hell are closed, and the devils are also changed. You know about it? Voice is okay for all? It's okay for me here.
Alhamdulillah, the voice is good. Alhamdulillah.
Okay, fine. Okay, Alhamdulillah. So we were discussing about the Jannah. The door of Jannah will be open in Ramadan. So now it's open, Alhamdulillah. And the door of the hell are closed. And the devils are also chained up. So the Jannah is decorated for the whole year for this blessed month. We have already done about the Quran and also learned about some fasting, that when we do the fasting, how much we can get rewarded, and by reading the Quran, we will become special. Today, inshallah, we will learn something more about good deeds, what other good deeds we can do so that we can get this ticket of Jannah, inshallah. So let's see. When the Ramadan comes, at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he and his companions used to compete each other in good deeds. There was a competition in between Sahaba to do lots of good deeds, because the Ramadan is a month in which we can get Jannah by doing even a single good deed. Lots of rewards for even a simple good deed, for even our prayer. We get multiple rewards than our daily routines. Other good deeds, what include? Let's see. Ramadan is a month of mercy. We can show love to others. Other than fasting, other than Quran, inshallah, we will do both of them. We will read Quran, we will do fasting. Other than that, with the other people, what we can do is to show mercy to them. Mercy means to give love to others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, and he loves the person who is mercy, who is showing mercy to others, to the loved one. You can show mercy to your family members. You can show mercy to your younger sibling or the elder one. We will not do argumentation when we are doing mercy. What we have to do, no more argumentation. We will not be angry. We will be calmed down. You have to do it, and you will not lose your temper also. You will not get angry at all. Just in case, if you get angry, what you will do? You say ta'awuz. If instantly you will say ta'awuz. And remember, you have to do the mercy just to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we have learned so far, we will do mercy in this month of Ramadan. We will be very kind, and we will give love to others to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every deed, each and every step we are doing, good step, leads towards inshallah Jannah. Now the next thing is sacrifice. It's very important for us, especially at your age, when our siblings are fighting with us, when they wanted the same toy we are playing with, when they wanted to have the same snack. What we have to do is to do the sacrifice. Why? Because it's the month of Ramadan. We will share, We will not shout. We will not fight with him or her. We will not hit him or her. We will simply sacrifice, give him with a happy smile on the face, with a happy face inshallah, and sacrifice just to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so two things, give love and sacrifice. Now the next thing is about giving. It is very important. You know, there is a pillar of Islam which is called as zakat. Zakat is about also about related to the money, is giving the money to the others, especially nowadays when we have lockdown, when so many people have their jobs off, they do not have enough money to feed their family, to do the iftar or sahri. So it's the time to do maximum giving. Maximum do zakat, you can give money, you can do sadaqat, give money to the poor ones, okay? Because if you will give, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply it with 700 times and return you back. So what we have to do, we have to give lots of money. We can feed any poor who is around us, you can see. You can also get help from your mama and baba. You can also give some of your savings you have in your box. And then you can share by giving with others. So many people nowadays do not have enough food. They do not have enough resources so that they can eat a healthy food, even a full meal at the time of iftar and at the time of suhoor. So do sadaqat, do the zakat, and you can help out. Do giving lots of money to the others so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, will in return, lots of more than 700 times, inshallah. The last very important thing come here is about the patience. We have to be patient with all others. When we are having an argumentation, we are having a fight, your sibling is not agree with you, he do not want to play with you, we will not do the argumentation. What you can do? If someone is fighting, you may be your friend, maybe your sibling, maybe your cousin. If someone is angry with you or shouting at you, what you will say? You will say, I am fasting. It's the best sentence you can say in return when someone is not being good to you. Simply, do not discuss about it. Do not say more and more things. Do not show him like you are not doing the right thing. Show patience. Listen to him and then say, I am fasting. Okay, so far what we have learned, we will show mercy, we will give love to others, we will do sacrifice, no more argumentation, we will not lose our temper, we will not be angry at all, we will share a lot of money to others. You can also share your savings because so many people do not have enough food like we have in the suhoor and iftar. So we must have to be caring about them by giving the zakat and money to them. And the third and the last one important thing is about the patience. Be patient, be humble, be happy to the others so that we can easily get the Jannah ticket as early as possible, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with you. You will get rewarded. And if you will do good deeds, you know what? Your parents will also be rewarded. See? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so beautiful religion. If you will do good, your parents will also be rewarded. So do good so that you can be rewarded. Your parents also be rewarded, inshallah. We have to obey our parents. We will not be angry in front of them. Behave nicely. Help family at the suhoor time, at the iftar time. If you are wake up at suhoor time, you can help. If not, then it's okay. At the iftar time, you can help your mama. Good deeds activity. The last thing for this session, we will do a good deeds activity. What you can do, you can take a jar, any empty jar from the kitchen by the help of your mom. Decorate it as you like. I mean, you can also paint it, you can also put a sticker on it with a glitter, anything you want. Write the good deeds on it and think about it, what kind of good deeds you can do. Daily, you have to focus on one good deed, do it, write it on a paper and put in the box, okay? So at the end of the month, you have a full jar full of good deeds. It's a very nice activity all of you can do. You can take help from your mama. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all so that we can lead towards a Jannah. Inshallah, we can all get this ticket of Jannah by doing good deeds, by making our parents happy, and by helping our family. Inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan kaseera, my dear ones. You are so nice, mashallah, with so much attention. You all are listening. I am very happy with you, and a lot of dua for all of you. Jazakumullahu khairan kaseera. I'm leaving the mic for Sister Jabiria for your next session. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakallah khair wa ahsan al jaza for the beautiful reminders and for the beautiful session, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all benefit from it. So we have hand raised. Zikra, what would you like to say?
Allah treats us too fast so we can see how the poor people feel.
That's so true, right? So when our stomach rumbles and we are like, I need to, you know, I'm feeling hungry. I know that I will have food at the iftar time. But think about all those people who have no food. Their tummy rumbles and grumbles and they don't have any food. So, subhanAllah. So how many of you think we need to take care of such friends? Go ahead and type one if you think that, yes, we need to help share our food with them. We need to help them eat too. We can share a little bit of our food with them, right? So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, most of you know that. So we have, you know, Nurul Quran is right now, we are collecting funds for, it's called a ration fund, which means that we are going to buy some groceries, some things for those people who cannot afford to eat. And then that money can go in helping them, right? So how many of us can be leaders and can collect for them and can help them, right? Some of us can buy, some of us can collect, some of us can go and deliver those things to them, right? So we can all be helpers with each other and we can all get some good deeds out of this. So there's so many people when they work together, then so many good deeds happen, right? So Shayan, you have a good deed example or advice?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was fasting and Daddy disturbed me between, but I was fasting. But that was my father's problem.
I didn't get that. You want to say it again?
Okay.
You were feeling weak?
Mm-hmm. And a police stands, but he says, he's in your year, but now he's in a present.
I see. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it all easy, Shayan. Lots and lots of prayers for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all safe and happy and healthy, inshallah. Right?
Yeah. And is this your sister?
I love your question, Sayan. And yes, she is my sister in Islam, right? So when we are Muslims, we have a huge family, okay? So when we know our religion, and let's see who would like to write, what is our religion? Let's see who is going to be the first person to type, right? So when we belong to this religion, then we have a huge family. I have more than 1.6 billion brothers and sisters in Islam. So yes, Sister Fatima is my sister in Islam, right? So she is not my biological sister, but she is my sister in Islam, alhamdulillah, right? And it's such a pleasure to hear you, Aiza.
I have nothing to say.
Then why did you raise your hand?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't. Somebody raised it for you. Okay, so I'm going to put it down. All right, so Rahma?
I was going to say the same thing as Zikra.
Uh-huh. So is it like, you know, your hands are getting up by themselves? Okay, so you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to lower everybody's hands right now so you guys can, you know, I know we get all excited. And go ahead and type one if you are going to make a good deed jar and you're going to fill it with lots and lots and lots of ideas and good deeds. You can play a game and you can add things to them. Then that'd be so cool. And I'll take one more comment. Sana Fatma?
Never mind.
How can I never mind? I have a mind. Right? So you guys be careful when you're raising your hands, okay? So today we are going to do another pillar of Islam today, okay? So last time we talked about a very special pillar and that was Salah. And today we are going to our next pillar of Islam, which is going to be Zakah. Okay, so let's see if you can write that, if you can put that in your notebooks, you can even make a picture of like these hands. Go ahead and answer this question. Which hand is better? The one which is taking, if let's say that is number one, and the one which is giving is number two. So which hand is better? The one which is taking or the one which is giving? SubhanAllah. MashaAllah. Excellent. Very nice. You guys are so smart. Awesome. So let's make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us make us a giver hand. Okay. The one which is taking is not bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you know this person is in trouble, the person who is giving is getting rewards because the other person is able to take something, right? So, but obviously we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us make us all very strong Muslims, not only with our iman, but financially and religiously and spiritually, that we are able to give, right? And how can you give at your age is by helping others learn, by teaching others, by spreading the message. You can be a giver. So zakah is the third pillar of Islam. Go ahead and write that while I take from Safa. Mehreen wants to say something. Safa?
You should give charity to the needy and poor people.
Very good. That is so beautiful. So zakah is like charity and you can give it to the needy and the poor people. What is a very easy charity that we can all do at any time? Let's see. Can somebody type that? Is there a very simple charity we can all do? Beautiful, Zia. Excellent. And good job, Safiya and Amal. And let's see. I hope everybody is smiling. Wherever you are sitting, you should be smiling. You should be living a very happy day, right? At any time, if you feel like, oh, my tummy is hurting, then you say to yourself, I am too blessed to be stressed. Okay, and you smile, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep you happy. So let's learn about the zakah is an obligatory charity that Allah commanded the rich Muslims to give to the poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want the rich to keep on becoming rich and rich and rich and the poor becoming poor and poor and poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants everybody to live a happy life. Yes, just like your smiles, beautiful smiles, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants that every house be a happy home. Every place has the light of Quran and every house has healthy food available to them, right? So in case there are people who are not able to do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the rich people and to go and help those who are in need. Okay, I was doing a very interesting assignment yesterday with my son, and his teacher told him, if you know you get $1 million, what are you going to do with it? Let's see, what do you think you guys are going to do? So I'm going to ask you all, if you get $1 million, what do you think you are going to do with it? Raise your hand if you have any suggestion. Or you have any idea, if you get $1 million, what are you going to do with it? Okay, Zainab is saying give money to the needy. Aiza, what are you going to do with your money?
I'm going to give it to charity.
So all of it? All of it goes to the charity?
Yeah.
All the $1 million? Okay, let's hear Rahna.
I'll give some away to the poor people so they can also get Well, I give them a lot of money so they can have a nice family and have a nice home and buy everything they needed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. And Cheyenne?
And Shaitan tricks you. Don't give to the poor money.
That's so true. He's going to say, oh, if you give all of your money, then you're going to be poor. So keep your money with you. So he's going to, you know, keep saying that. And Zia?
We have to give more money to the poor.
We have to give. And Zurais?
The cat is a bone between rich and poor. And if you give the cat, I'll give a lot of money to the poor people, and I'll keep less with me.
Wow, mashallah. Yeah, I love the way you told me that it's a bond. It's like a connection between the rich and the poor, right? So when this person, you see him on the screen, when he is giving, and he is giving it to the poor person, and this poor person is smiling because of what he is getting, it makes like a bond between them, right? He is getting good deeds for giving, and he is giving du'as to this person. So there is like an amazing kind of a bond between them, right? So the poor people, you know, it's not the right way, like they just keep on begging and begging. I saw this something really beautiful. You know what? One time, a person, he was walking by, and there was this poor kind of man sitting there, and he was begging people that, I don't have money, please give me money. So you know what this person did? Yes, we have to respect everyone the same way. That's true, because, you know, if we have something, it's because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enabling us to give somebody, it's again a mercy of Allah. So this person, when he walked by and he saw this person asking for money, he could have given money, but what he did was he brought him some flowers to sell, and he gave those flowers to sell to this person. And now whoever was crossing by, they started buying the flowers from this person. And in another few days, when he came back, this person had like a whole like kind of a shop going on, in which so many people were buying from him. And now he became independent, and now he can earn money by himself. So you can give somebody a fish to eat, or you can teach somebody how to fish. Let me have that sink in, okay? I'm going to say this one more time, and let's see if you guys can remember what is the lesson. You can give somebody some fish, or you can teach somebody how to fish. So option one is you are giving somebody one fish for the day, or option number two is you are teaching them how to get a fish every day. Which one do you think is better? Option number one or option number two? If a poor person comes to my house, I can give him the money to buy something for that day, or I can teach him how to earn money for the rest of their life, right? So alhamdulillah, you guys are so smart. The number two is much better, right? For example, your brother or sister comes to you and they say, sister, brother, your writing is so good. I have this box in my notebook and I need to write the letter A. So can you help me write the letter A? Can you just write the letter for me? And you are like, oh yeah, that's not a problem. How many of you can write the letter A? Go ahead and type one if you know how to write the letter A. Alhamdulillah, most of you did it. So for you, it's a very easy peasy. You can pick up the block and you can go ahead and you can just quickly write an A like that, and you can say, here you go, you're done. Or option number two is you say, okay, brother, sister, come here. Hold the pen with me. See what I'm doing? You pick up your color and you try writing with me, okay? So for example, I'm gonna tell you, you can pick up your pens, and let's see if you guys can write an A also. So So you can go ahead and write an A like this. And the brother and sister next time, anytime he has to write a letter A, you can write on my screen too right now. So they also start writing A. And next time they have to write an A, they don't have to come to you, right? And they can write by themselves. Isn't that incredible? Right? Let's see, if you like that, you can even put some stamps, some stars, and you can be a giver too. Like, I'm going to give a star to this person who is giving zakah, right? MashaAllah, beautiful writing. And Vanessa, what would you like to say? Okay. Lock answers one, option number one. Yes, we know what to say. That's option one. And option number two, no, I need my mom and dad to tell me what to say. Which one do you think is smarter? Okay, many of your typing is also okay. So we have the annotate option, my friend, here. If you know how to use it, it's okay. If you don't, then you can still type here. Okay, so alhamdulillah. So go ahead, Vanessa, you still want to say something? Yes, Vanessa? Okay, so Vanessa, what do you think? We should give the person a fish or we can teach them how to fish? What do you think? Thinking? Okay, so how many of you think that giving a fish and helping how to fish, both are really good deeds? Go ahead and type one if you think both are really good deeds. Then you let people, you help people, and you let them stand up on their own as well. So both of them are really good, noble deeds. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Right? So both of them are really nice. So this is what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants from us. He wants the people who are rich to help those who are poor. So for example, today you can talk to mom and dad. You can ask them, mom, dad, do you give zakah? Right? And if you do give zakah, then who do you give it to? Where do we give our zakah? Or who is something, like, how are we helping others? How can we help others? So when you share what you have with others, it brings Allah's pleasure. It brings blessings. It brings rewards. Right? And sometimes when you discuss it with your family, then you can do even more good deeds together. For example, how many of you have cousins? Go ahead and type one. Yes, I do have cousins. I have a halu or a chachu or a mamu or an aunt and uncle and brother and sister. Awesome. Many of you have cousins and grandparents and families. MashaAllah. Excellent. How many of you told them that I am taking this very, very special class? Go ahead and type two. If you told them, I am learning, I'm growing, and I'm learning to be a very strong Ramadan kid, right? Alhamdulillah, mashallah, so proud of you. So if you talk to mom and dad and your family, then sometimes you can use the zakah money to do something really, really incredible. I'm going to give you an example, okay? Once upon a time, like, you know, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, if somebody has this money and they used what they needed and there is something left over, okay, there is extra money and it's there for a year, then you give like 2.5% of that to the needy people. And if there's like crops or they're farmers, and it's calculated in a different way. When you grow up, you will learn how they're calculated. But for example, let's say you have like few dollars and you are ready to give it for zakah, and the poor person can only buy maybe one day of bread and one day of food in that, right? But if you talk to your mom, your dad, your uncle, your aunt, your grandpa and your grandma, and they put all of their little extra dollars together, are they going to make something big? Yes. Alhamdulillah, it's going to make like a bigger amount of money. Now with that bigger amount of money, you can do something incredible. So I know in one family, what did they do? The brother, the sister, they all brought their zakah money together and they bought a car for somebody needy. And this person now drives this car as a taxi, and he now earns money for himself. So they don't have to keep on giving him money, but he became really independent, right? And now this poor person can also enjoy every day have some money to buy food and go home and feed their family, right? Does that sound like a good idea? What do you think? Type one, if yes, we can work as a team, just like if your families are helping, like an organization is collecting money, then you can give the money there and they can put it together and they can make something bigger in which people can even get jobs in there. Right? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Isn't that incredible? So when at the time of the Prophet and later at the Sahaba, they used to have this Baytul Mal and they used to put all the zakah money in there and then they used to help those who were needy. Let me hear your ideas. What ideas do you have for zakah and for charity? What ideas do you have? Okay, I'm going to give you an example. In my house, every day we are playing a treasure hunt. So I hide money in my house. Sounds funny? I hide money and then I tell them today it's going to be the operation room, this and this. And the kids go in that room, they look for their money. And when they find it, half of it they get to keep and half of that they get to give it out as sadaqah and charity. Okay, and that's also their brainstorming how they have to give it out as sadaqah. Okay, so you can give $1 in a charity box or you can buy a candy box with 100 candies in there from that and give it, feed it to 100 people. It all depends what your idea is, right? So let's see, Ibrahim, what's your idea for charity or zakah? Okay, Ibrahim, somehow I, yeah, okay, now I got it. Okay, go ahead, Ibrahim. Yes, Ibrahim, can you hear me? Okay, I think we are not able to hear you, Zikra.
Sometimes I give money to my nanny.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what they do with it for the charity?
We put it in the bank.
I see. Okay. And Rahma?
So when we're in the malls, I see lots of janitors. I keep telling my mom and dad, look, there's a janitor. We should give money to it. So we give money to every janitor we see. Even when it's still coronavirus, we still do it outside of our house.
MashaAllah. That's such a noble thought, Rahma. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, right? That tahuru shatrul iman and the those who are helping us stay clean, that's such a thoughtful way you are helping them, MashaAllah. Shayan?
Can you do control?
Say it again?
Can you do control?
Can you do, I'm not getting what you're saying. Can you do?
Control.
Can you control it? Control what? The money?
I want to draw.
You want to draw. Okay, go ahead. I can give you the annotate. You guys can put stars. You can draw, inshallah. Okay. Amina? Do you understand what is zakah or charity?
Yeah.
So what is it? Can you teach everybody final words? What is charity?
Charity is to give money in the sadaqah box.
MashaAllah, that is so beautiful that anything we have extra and the rich people, they give money to the poor people, you can give them directly or you can put it in the box and there are people who take care of it, then they can give it. Just like at Nurul Quran, if you want, you can give it to the, at the Nurul Quran, then there are people who will then distribute it to the right people, okay? So whichever way is convenient. For some people, they can take it directly. You have somebody working at your house who needs some help, you can give it to them. or you can take it and you can give it. Okay, mashallah, you guys are getting better at drawing, right? You can even type the answers also, mashallah. You guys are growing bigger and bigger. Alhamdulillah. So we learned something incredible today, and today we are going to learn another important concept, and that is about dua. Okay, how many of you know what is dua? Go ahead and type one if you already know what is dua. And what is dua? Let's see. Dua sounds like the same as dawa, an invitation, right? Dua is like calling. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that dua is ibadah. Ad-dua huwa al-ibadah. Just like you do salah and zakah and hajj, you know, dua is like ibadah. So let's make a brand new page in your notebook, okay? And let's focus and write some incredible duas. And I'm going to ask you, what is your most favorite dua that you make, okay? There are some funny duas also people have. So is there any dua that you have on your mind, Safa Mehri?
I know dua for parents.
Okay, excellent. And what is it?
Rabbi rahmahuma kama rabbayani saghira.
Excellent. MashaAllah. May Allah have mercy on them just like they had mercy on us. So dua is like worship. You can be anywhere. You can be walking. You can be cycling. You can be sitting right now in the class, and you can be making lots and lots and lots of du'as, right? Just like I'm making du'as, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose you all as a leader of the righteous. Now, what I'm going to do is I am going to, you know, I'm trying to keep your cameras closed down so that you can focus and you can use this time to design your dream du'as, okay? So is there anybody who has heard a du'a they have never heard before? Like a dua which is like very different, something very personal. Any special dua that you may have heard, think about it and then I'll ask you, okay? But dua is a very, very important part of our religion and our belief. And we ask Allah for whatever we want in our life, no matter how big or how small it is, okay? So let's take 10 seconds. Raise our hand and ask Allah for whatever we want. And let's ask, okay? Go ahead. 10 seconds. You can type, what did you ask for? What did you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, right? And Zainab is saying, I prayed for my parents and I also pray that my sister gets my present for Eid. That is so beautiful, right? Instead of asking the sister, you can tell to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help my sister give me a gift, right? And dua is making very good things. And I left class, I hit shaitan. Okay, excellent. So dua is a way to keep in touch with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thanks to the dua, we get close to Allah. Okay, so dua is a source of getting back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's a huge, it's a beautiful relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It shows that we are in obedience, and Allah loves those who ask Allah. And when you call Allah, then Allah is very near. I'm going to give you an example, okay? There was one kid who needed that particular toy. It was the newest in town. It was so cool, so nice. And this kid really, really wanted that game, okay? So he went and he kept on asking his mom and dad in the morning, at the afternoon, in the evening, Mom, Dad, I really need to buy this game. Can you please buy this game for me? So he kept on doing that for like 30 days or 1 month, okay? And there was another kid who also wanted this game really badly. He really wanted it. So he kept asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Allah, if this is good for me, please give it to me. If this is good for me, can I please have it? Please facilitate that for me so that I can get it. Now, after 30 days, after 1 month, both of them did not get the game. Okay? Both of them did not get it. Which one do you think is smarter? type A, if you think that kid number one was smarter, he kept on asking his parents. Or type B, if you think the kid number two is smarter because he kept asking Allah. And type C, if too sad, that's a very sad ending. Nobody got the game. So it's the option C, nobody got it. So nobody's smart in this case. What do you think? Oh my goodness. You guys are so incredible. Most of you are writing B, mashallah. And you know why B is the correct answer? Because dua is always, always, always answered. The person, the A's friend who was kept asking his mom and dad, and he kept, you know, asking them, he didn't get it, everything is ended, right? But the person who kept asking Allah, he will see all those du'as which were not accepted as good deeds for him. Okay, so I make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you all the $1 million to do whatever you were thinking earlier to do with that $1 million, to give it to the poor, to help in the charity. I ask Allah to give you all that. So even if you don't get it, we still get good deeds for that. We still get rewards for that. Okay, so if you need anything, you want anything special, just raise your hand and ask Allah. Just say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you give it to me. You are my creator. You are my owner, right? So you just give it to me. And you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything and everything you like. Even if your shoelace is broken, you can ask Allah, all right? So yes, you can tell mom and dad too what you need, but you can ask Allah 5 times a day after salah, before walking, going outside, eating your food, especially before the iftar time. There are some times when dua is readily accepted. Okay, so next time you need anything, just raise your hand, ask Allah, you do it this for me. So if you pray more, you worry less, and you relieve your heart from all that stress. Okay, so you do your best and you leave the rest to Allah. If you make the dua, you either get it right away, or you get it with a delay, or some harm is moved away, or the best of all, you get it on the judgment day. Yes, Anavya, I'm here. I would love to listen to you and love to listen to all the friends in the order. So go ahead, tell me if there's any special dua that you make, or you want to tell friends about any special thing about dua. And don't forget, there are some very special, you know, like unique duas that we sometimes hear. So go ahead. I'm looking forward to your sharings, okay? So Ibrahim? Okay, Hiba?
My favorite dua is when you enter the toilet, because first you ask Allah for protection from the female and male shaitan and forgiveness from Allah.
MashaAllah, that is so incredible. May Allah help us say it, because many times we forget. So may Allah help us say that and take protection of Allah, right? So Rahma?
My favorite dua is for your parents.
And what do you ask Allah for your parents?
I ask them to have mercy. I ask them, I want to care for them like they care for me.
MashaAllah, that is so beautiful, MashaAllah. You know, when I make that dua, I also ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me live in a way whenever my parents look at me, they feel very happy, right? It brings happiness to them, inshallah. So go ahead, Anavya.
My favorite dua is going to the toilet. And if you don't say the dua, when you go in, the shaitan, they can see your body.
I see, yes. So there's lots and lots of du'as you can all ask and make, shaitan.
Is shaitan Shrek? Just go to the washroom and
And Allah says, please read. Please read. It's good. I will forgive you. Say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Shaitan wants not. But Shaitan wants all the people come to his place, the hell, Jahannam, Dozakh.
Right, but inshallah, when you are so smart and you will listen to Allah, then Allah will keep you protected, inshallah. Right, Zikra?
My favorite dua is going to the bathroom. And I make lots of duas, and I just made a dua 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. And I want to read the dua before going entering the bathroom.
Mashallah. I'm so proud of you guys. You guys are so good. You guys asked us so many good things. You want to know what I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? Go ahead and type one if you want to know what I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. You guys are so good, mashallah, that you have so many. You know what I ask Allah is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I really, really want a Skittles swimming pool in Jannah. And I really want to jump in that swimming pool. I want to eat as many Skittles, as many candy as I want. And I don't have to worry about being fat, right? So if you were in my class in person, we are together, then you will see a lot of candies with me. I love candies, right? So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a lot of these things. And I also want some light up here in Jannah. So you can talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask whatever you like in Jannah. Okay? You can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for lots and lots of things. Yes, that is so beautiful, Muhammad Umar. Yes, we would like to go to each other's palaces in Jannah. And don't forget, yes, come to each other's place. And we can all enjoy in that swimming pool together, right? And I even want a castle which is full of candy and chocolate, and we have slides, and we can go slide down, and we can do whatever we want in Jannah. So mashallah, tabarakallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you happy and very, very happy with all that you are doing, mashallah, with all the beautiful du'as that you're able to say and you are able to recite, mashallah. No, I was not drawing. I think there's somebody, although it is disabled, somebody was still able to draw, and that's where we ask Allah's protection. So somebody was still drawing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, whatever we have, to use it in a wise way. So don't forget that this week you're going to memorize the dua for parents. Now we know it's Noor Maryam's, somehow her is working. So let's be careful, okay? So you memorize the dua for parents, and you understand the meanings of Surah An-Nasr, okay? Recite it very, very nicely at your home, and be a very, very, very helpful Muslim, okay? How many of you will say that yes, you're going to help mom and dad? Inshallah, type one, you're going to give them a big hug, and you will recite this dua, Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. And inshallah, it's so enjoyable to listen to your du'as in your homework group as well. So stay happy and spread happiness. And inshallah, we will see you next week. Jazakallah khair wa ahsan al jaza for your beautiful sharings, for your active participation. Once you leave the classroom with du'as for each other. Make lots and lots of du'as for each other. Because when you make du'a for somebody, then angels make du'a for you, right? And how many of us would like the angels to make du'a for us? Go ahead and type one if you want angels to make those du'as for you, right? Alhamdulillah. I love those emoticons and your happiness there. Stay happy and stay blessed. And if you have any questions, any concerns, if you want to be part of that charity project, you can always email to kidscourse@noorquraninstitute.com, where you can get the details, and inshallah you can help in that charity project also. Okay, so subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen walasr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bil sabr. By time, mankind is in loss except for those who believe, who did the righteous deeds, who reminded each other of Haq and who reminded each other of Sabr. Inshallah, I'll see you next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
محمد القرآن واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرني مما نسيت وعلمني مما جهلت وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار واجعله لي حجة يا رب العالمين.